Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. On April 23rd, the U.S. Department of Labor released its final version of the Retirement Security Rule, which outlines a higher standard of care for retirement plans. What does this mean for your retirement plan? John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, and he's going to help us with the answer to that question. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Always enjoyed talking with you.
So explain the purpose of this new rule. How did this come about?
Well, Mike, a big picture, what's been going on in the financial services industry for a long time that's been confusing to consumers is different advisors have different legal requirements for the standard of care they have to provide to their clients. It can be confusing. And over the last few years, different agencies like the SEC, now Department of Labor, have stepped in and kind of made things a little more consistent across advisors. So the goal is to have a higher standard of care as well as a little bit more consistency across the industries.
And so does this mean then that more financial professionals will fall under this new higher standard of care rule?
It does. Any financial services provider who is working with something that's a retirement plan is subject to this rule. Historically, insurance agents and some banks and some other people have been able to take advantage of exceptions, and this kind of loops them into that process.
So is there anybody that is not going to be included under this rule that can still provide a lower standard of care?
I don't think so, Mike. The way I'm reading things, it sounds like it's pretty consistent.
All right, now go into a little bit more detail about this higher standard of care.
The word that people like to throw at is fiduciary, which is it's a legal term. The way the Department of Labor is defining it, it's really a five-point test. The first is meeting professional standard of care when you make recommendations. So that's giving prudent advice. The second one is to never put your financial interest ahead of the investors when making recommendations. So that's being loyal. Those are the two big ones. The third, which seems obvious, is to avoid being misleading about conflicts of interest and fees. The fourth is to charge no more than what is reasonable. And the fifth is to give the investor basic information about your conflicts of interest so they can make an informed decision.
Are there other ways that this rule is going to benefit investors?
Yeah, so the goal of putting all this together is to save costs. The thought process is if an investor can make a more informed decision, has more data at their disposal, and the person who's giving them the advice has to act in their best interest, that it should reduce the customer's costs. That's goal number one. And to get better advice. If you're subject to this requirement, it's a higher standard of care than some other people might have. And so you get better advice and hopefully for a reasonable cost. That's what they're shooting for here.
All right. Now, usually when there's a new rule like this, stricter regulations, I guess, sometimes more litigation happens. Is that to be expected here?
You know, Mike, I'm not the best at predicting the future, but I absolutely think that we can expect some litigation. Department of Labor has been working on this for a number of years. They tried to pass a rule in 2010 that fell through. They did pass one in 2016 and the courts reversed it. And this affects a lot of financial professionals. And, you know, whenever an industry gets extra regulations, they're not initially in favor of it. So I think it would be very possible for there to be some more litigation.
But why wouldn't people want to have a higher standard of care?
That's a really good question, Mike. I like that. I personally think it's a great idea. I think it protects consumers, but it does. I think the argument that you can make against it is the companies are having to comply with this now. It's going to add some costs to their side. And the labor market for financial services is very tight. And so there could be a scenario, and that's what they're afraid of, is that this could limit access to advice. I personally don't think that's going to happen. I think usually people find a way to make it work. It happens across industries when there's new regulation, but that is a concern, and it's a valid concern too.
All right. Now, is this rule automatically in place now, or is there a waiting period?
It comes into place September 23rd of this year, with some of the provisions taking a year to be phased in. So it's not now, but it's now adjacent for sure.
Well, John, thank you so much for helping us understand this.
Thank you, Mike.
John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.